my friends. We're back live, and we're going straight to Pinellas Park, Florida, where the brother of Terry Schiavo Schindler is located. And Robert Schindler, thank you for coming on the show. We've had your
thank you for coming on.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Thanks for coming on the show. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a tough time hearing you. Yes, thank you.
I've had your father on before, and about a month ago, he was just distraught. What is it like now? What is the situation with your sister?
Well, we're still hopeful that the governor of Florida is going to intervene and stop this starvation death of my sister. So we're still holding out hope right now that the governor will get involved, because we understand that he's legally able to.
Well, of course he can pardon a convicted axe murderer. Your sister's done nothing. Again, she was conscious, not in a coma. That's a media lie. Would you like to address that?
Well, naturally, Terry is very responsive. She always has been. When we go to visit her, she tries her hardest to communicate with us. She's been denied therapy by her husband for over 10 years now, and it's very difficult for her to communicate because she hasn't had any therapy. But she tries. She vocalizes.
As her brother, Robert, have you been allowed in to see her these last 3 days since they began murdering your sister?
Yes. They allow us in as long as there's a representative from Michael that's in the room when we go in there.
And what has it been like for her over the 3 days being denied substance?
Well, she seemed a little more lethargic today, but so far she seems to be holding up pretty good.
Robert, John Satmiller here. Robert. I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around this thing. Her ex-husband has a common law wife. Is that not correct?
Well, he's been with her since 1995, so you would think so.
Well, then why isn't Terry basically then de facto divorced from him in custody, going back to the family, to you?
That's the point.
Yeah, I don't know how the legal system works here in Florida, but I don't think that was a possibility.
Well, Jeb Bush is copping out. I mean, they wouldn't kill, a child molester like this. They give them lethal injection, but your sister's being tortured, and they've said that by 3 days some of the damage could be irreparable. Right. Praise God that you say that she's still conscious.
The governor still has time. In fact, I have to go with the Monsignor. We're going to go in and issue a sacrament right now with my sister, but I'd like you to speak with a nurse that's very well-informed and involved with the case, helping Terry's life. And if you need me to, I can come back at a later time and speak with you guys.
Sure. I mean, how about next hour? Check in with us, Robert.
That'd be wonderful. Hold on. Here's Janet Carpenter.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Did you say Janet Carpenter?
Jana
Carpenter.
Yeah.
Now, are you one of the nurses or medical workers, doctors, that has been on the record saying that years ago she was denied treatment and was a lot better shape than she is now?
I was one of the nurses that reviewed the chart from back in the 90s when Terry was in other facilities.
How much longer?
I can tell you, not only was she denied treatment, she was denied basic human care. Michael Schiavo would not have her teeth cleaned for 10 years. There were notes in the chart from social workers that demanded he do something, and he refused. So this is a man who was sitting on a $1 million trust fund for her medical rehabilitation.
Now, what about the hospital? They just can't cop out and say it's all because of what he wanted. They have a job under the Hippocratic Oath.
Actually, nobody has to take the Hippocratic Oath anymore. And that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about medicine complying with the murder of an innocent person. One of the big things we tried to do out here in front of this hospice was to get the nurses to revolt and come out and use that they have a conscience clause in the state of Florida Constitution that says they do not have to participate. And one of the things we wanted them to do was to come walk out and not participate in this inhumane crime against humanity, to starve and dehydrate this woman.
Oh,
and I can only impress upon you people how critical every moment is for her. If she lapses into unconsciousness after being deprived of one, she is getting nothing. And I don't know if people understand that. The judge's order not only removed the feeding tube, but also restricted any oral feeding whatsoever. And you're going to not believe why. Because she might choke and then get pneumonia later on. Now, this is the person that we're starving and dehydrating to death, but we're going to worry about him choking. I mean, does this make sense?
Jana, who was the judge on this?
The judge is Judge George Greer, and we have made it our business and we're making it very public that this man will not be reelected again.
Well, he's got a history.
We intend to file proceedings to try and get him removed from the bench.
Now, what about this video that's been reported to have been shot when they pulled the tube, that she physically tried to get out of the chair when they told her that they were about to start killing her?
I can hardly hear you. You're asking me about the video?
Yeah, Jaina, let's do this. Let's take a break. Whatever's going on in the background, if you can move away from that noise, because we really want to talk to you. Jaina Carpenter, one of the nurses that have been involved in this case. We'll take the break here. We'll come back in just a few minutes. Jaina, stand by. And then we'll also get to Tony, the brother-in-law.
We'll be right back, folks. InfoWars.com. On my broadcast on Monday, I've got Wesley Smith, Wall Street Journal writer, best-selling author. He can list hundreds of people that he knows of. He's been on site for dozens of them where they're talking, begging, please don't take my tube. Please give me water. And they kill them. So you see, the euthanasia is just like the abortion. It's done to people who don't want to be killed. Because we have this aging population, they want to set the precedent to do this. They have a lot of the pro-death groups down there in Florida loving this. Of course, the husband gets whatever money is left now. And, of course, he's already got another wife pregnant. And when the family was all crying right at the time, 13 years ago, he just said, oh, sign over your rights to me, because they had rights at the time. It'll streamline things, the lawyer said. And then he restricted their access to her everything. And you heard it wouldn't let them brush your teeth for a decade. And that's torture. You don't do this to Al-Qaeda, but you do this to some poor young woman who's dying right now. We're talking to one of the nurses that's reviewed the case, Jaina Carpenter. And she's on the line with us, and there's a vigil there of a lot of folks. That's the noise we've been hearing in the background. And Jaina, thank you for coming back on the show. Now,
yes.
We were reading some stuff off of the family website.
Right.
Terry'sFight.org, and we have a link to that on InfoWars.com, and they have videos of her taking the last few months where she's fully conscious and smiling at her mother, and then you see these national news stories saying that she's in a vegetative state. Number one, your response to the media, the bald-faced lie that, oh, she's in a vegetative state. Number two, is there a new video showing that a judge has blocked the release of, showing her when she was told, we're going to kill you now, trying to struggle out of her wheelchair? Can you answer both those questions for us?
I can tell you that she is no way vegetative. In fact, the whole concept of vegetative state is really a misnomer, and they're trying to push this envelope. This is a slippery slope. Terry sits up in a chair. There's obvious communication between her and her mother, and there's no question that she is not lumped into that vegetative state in terms of, you know, once you're labeled with that in America here, especially if nothing happens in the next 48 hours.
Well, in the case of Robert Wendland, I mean, he was talking and bowling,
right,
and had control of his hands. Please don't kill me, please, please.
Yes, it's a tragic, I mean, it really does absolutely rip your heart out to see what's going on here, and every American should be outraged.
Well,
later on this afternoon, we're having doctors come, and they're going to speak on how absolutely diabolical this is for physicians to go along with this.
Well, this is the new bioethics or eugenics of a Hitler and Margaret Sanger.
Absolutely.
Now,
useless eaters. We have this is going to clear out nursing homes like you wouldn't believe. And this is absolutely unacceptable in the United States of America.
What about the second question of this new video being blocked? Is that accurate?
The video was released by the parents, and then there was a period of time where the guardianship attorney, Deborah Bushnell, refused to let the parents in to see Terry because of the blocking, or because of the video. And then that was a bad PR move. So now the parents can go in only if there's a representative in there from Michael's family or whomever he calls his
So
family.
Is the video at terrysfight.org of when they tell her we're going to take your tube and she struggles to get out of the chair?
You know, I have been here on site at hospice for the last 5 days, and I haven't seen what they have on the website, and that's the honest truth.
Well, it just says that she, when they tell her this information, that she struggled to get out, and that now the judge and the government bureaucrats threatened them, you can't see your daughter now that we're killing her if you release this video.
Well, I tell you this. There's a priest in there right now, and he was scared to death to go in and give her the last sacrament, because if she receives the Holy Eucharist, they have threatened to take him to jail. Now, I think Catholics in particular should be outraged at this little incident, Now, he has gone in there with an attorney in order to give her the last sacrament of the sick.
Where is the humanity? Where is the dignity? What is wrong with these people, Gina?
They're setting a precedent, but for those that aren't Catholic, tell them what the Holy Eucharist is.
The Holy Eucharist is Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity within the host, which is an unleavened piece of bread, which she'll only receive a tiny piece, of course. And the Monsignor has been absolutely scared to death because Michael has threatened that no one can even touch her. Mr. Schindler tried to put a pillow behind her head, and they grabbed his arm and told
him not to do
that.
Can't even do something loving for his daughter as she's being tortured to death.
This is torture. This is nothing short of what the Nazis did, and they started with people like Terry.
They did.
And don't have an outrage, you know, people come up to me every day. You don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. How can you do that? I said, you know what? But does that give me the right to kill another person? No, certainly. I'd like not to be retarded. I'd like, you know. I mean, this is.
But we know how it works. It spreads to everybody, and there's a lot of people who are paralyzed and then get proper care and come out of it. Like my uncle, after an automobile accident, they wanted to kill him after six weeks in a coma, and they said no. And today he's fine and has two wonderful children and is married happily, and they're on the ranch. But this is amazing. So how long can she survive as a registered nurse? Because they're saying after 3 days of not having water and food, the organs are going to start shutting down. What is her state right now from folks you've talked to?
Well, I tell you, just by what the parents have said, we know that the longer you go without a drop of water, the dehydration is essentially what's going to kill her. It won't be starvation. But she has not had a drop of water, and I want that to be clear to America. This is not just about a feeding tube. This is about lifting a spoon to this woman's mouth. The parents, everyone is forbidden to put anything near her for her to have any sustenance like we would give her.
I don't know how they can just sit there. If it was my daughter, people would be in some trouble.
Listen, these people are very composed. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. But it has to be through the grace of God and the hope that Jeb Bush is going to step in or some miracle is going to happen, and we never give up on that. Now, there's a gentleman here that says he has news and he wants to break into the conversation.
Okay.
His name is David Kirkland, and he's a guardianship, a registered guardian, not of Terry, but he's been through the guardianship program. So this is David Kirkland. I have no idea what's the news.
Hello. Hello, David.
I don't know your name.
This is Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller.
Alex?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
What I wanted to say is that we've been receiving all kinds of calls and emails from people from all over the world. We have received about 85,000 emails people who have clicked on that terryspite.org, and there is a petition that they have been clicking on to register, and also there's a section that they can leave comments about the whole situation. These go directly to Governor Bush. And my point is that not only are these 85,000 people so outraged, but we are getting phone calls and emails that are jamming our computers saying that they want to switch parties from the Republican Party because obviously the Republican Party has determined that there is no cost to them by allowing her and, in fact, supporting this judge's order to kill her. We have, at this vigil, there are approved forms that are recognized by the elections office for registering what party and registering as a voter. People are coming here looking for these forms. That you can get them online, but people are changing parties. I mean, they're outraged at their own Republican Party. They're disillusioned. And
well,
they're
I'll tell you this.
This is a statement in itself.
Sir, I'll tell you this. I mean, obviously you're involved in all this. This has been going all over the country with people who are fully conscious, like Terry. And, Governor Bush needs to basically put a stay of execution in here, but it doesn't look like he's going to do that. I have to tell you, the Democratic Party is just as much into the whole death business as the Republicans. This is across the board, and I don't really see where it goes from here. How many people are there around the hospice there in Pinellas Park, Florida. How many people are there?
Right now there's about 50 people, and it kind of goes up and down, you know. It swells to hundreds, and then it goes down to a low amount. But I got to tell you this. There's a lady that came from, I just met her, and she came all the way from Tennessee. On her computer came the address of the hospice, and she felt some kind of a message, and she told her husband, I don't care, divorce me. I'm going, I need to be there. She slept on the ground, okay? These people are so outraged, you cannot imagine. The point that, you know, when you talk about the Democratic Party and their seemingly pro-euthanasia standpoint, the point here is that people have lost faith in the Republican, in the constitutional. We have a constitutional gridlock. But
well, this
saying,
is more than
the,
just...
You
this
know,
is...
in Florida, the Republican vote in the presidential election basically was bought. I mean, we had the Chad problem and et cetera, and it was very close. There should be a clear message that there is a high cost to the Republican Party because it'll be such...
Well, there is a high cost to...
See, the Republican platform, if I may interject, does uphold the right to life not only of the unborn, but of people that are disabled. And so I
well, this isn't this isn't just euthanasia. This is murder.
This
and that's
murder.
What the government has been wanting to push. The Peter Singers of the world want to kill people that aren't productive minions on the global plantation. That's what this comes down to. We have an aging population. They want to set the precedent to kill people who are begging for food and water. Now, that's what it's come down to in America. And I've just got, it's David, correct?
Yes, sir.
Let me just read this. This is from The Age out of Australia. The sickly child that launched Hitler on a path of killing. German historians have identified the family whose request to Adolf Hitler that their blind and deformed son be put to sleep was a catalyst for the Nazi euthanasia program. By the way, that was a Nazi term, putting people to sleep. The 5-month-old boy, who was given a lethal drug after Hitler sent his own doctor to examine him, has been named as Gerhard Kretschmar, the son of a farmhand. The case was to provide the rationale for the secret Nazi decree that led to the mercy killings, in quotes, of almost 300,000 people, mentally and physically handicapped people. The Kretschmars wanted their son dead, but most of the other children were forcibly taken from the parents to be killed. So we have this precedent, and Hitler didn't learn about this in Germany. He learned about this from Margaret Sanger. Comments, David
Jaina.
Jaina.
Alex, the thing here that's changing is the words that are used now is allowed to die. They're not saying causing her death. They're saying allowed to die. And the other thing that's added to it is allowed to die with dignity. What dignity is there in murder?
Well, that's the whole point. We said this all along. You're going to have your 45 million abortions here. You're going to have your euthanasia. It's going to lead to a Logan's Run type situation. I'm also told that there's another family member nearby who was going to be speaking with us. I believe a brother-in-law wanted Tony. Is Tony around?
Yes, Tony is here. I wanted to add something. This is a quick analogy. There's a quick analogy. It takes 9 months and a day to affect life. It takes 1 second to take it. Now, if you do some quick math, we're on a path to extinction.
Well, I know this. I mean, they'd be a lot nicer just to go and put a bullet in their head. I'm not saying anybody should do that. But the point is,
Tony. I want to give you Tony.
Thank you. I mean, no. This is torture. I mean, I want to take care of this woman. This should, because what you do the least of us, you know, happens to all of us. Tony, you're a member of the Schindler family. Can you tell us your relation?
My name's Tony. I'm with future brother-in-law of Suzanne Carr. My brother's engaged to her. I'm very close to the family.
Okay. And we just talked to her brother. We've had the parents on in the past. And you guys are all out there right now. She's been given, I guess, some of the last rites in case she dies. Tell us what's going on, the mood there, the crowd.
Well, the crowd right now is very very anticipated. We're literally waiting for a miracle. It's in the hands of Governor Bush. It's on his lap. He has total control of the situation here.
They don't euthanize a dog by chaining him up and not giving him water for weeks. Why? How can they legally and lawfully and morally murder Terry this way?
Well, that's the sad part of this whole jail. Excuse me. State of Florida allows this. So part of the problem is the state law itself. A convict has a better death. If we start a convict here under the laws of Florida, there'll be an outrage. The whole state would be an outrage.
Yeah, if you chained an axe murderer up and wouldn't give him water, people would be against it, and they should.
Exactly. And anybody out there that's saying or stating that the starvation is a peaceful death is absolutely wrong. This is a painful death. It's a long process. The body doesn't react well, and it's a painful death. And that's.
Would you like for me to describe what's happening to her right now?
Please. Of course, this is the nurse. Go ahead.
Yes. Basically, dehydration is one of the most painful deaths. There are a lot of people out there in the quote right to die movement that say, "Oh, she's going to fade away." In fact, that was what the attorney said in court, which is just an all-out lie.
Well, how about we chain him down and not give him any water, see how he likes it?
We've had a lot of thoughts about that.
Wait a minute. Don't talk like that, though. He's better than Terry. That wouldn't happen. It'd be bad if it happened to him. Good when it happens to her.
Right. She's right now experiencing signs of dehydration. Your mouth becomes very dry. Your lips crack. Eventually your nose starts to bleed because the mucous membranes are the first things that start to break down in terms of no moisture.
Yeah, a lot of bleeding.
Basically her stomach and other interior organs start to malfunction, and they start to have the dry heaves. She will, of course, lose control of any kind of bodily functions, bowels and bladder. Her urine will be very concentrated, and the bladder can burn. She will be experiencing seizures, and it's undetermined at how frequently they would be, because I'm hoping and praying that, please God, we don't have to experience that, but they hopefully will give her some medication. But she will start seizing and having dry heaves, and eventually her organs will stop functioning. But I can tell you that a couple of things are happening, because she did have a collapsed lung about 6 weeks ago, so I think the imminence of her death is quite close because of those kinds of debilitating things that happened.
She's
to her
already
before.
Compromised, yeah.
She's already compromised, and that is why we have to act quickly. And if anybody out there has any connection to Jeb Bush or his brother, they have to act.
John, call Satan up. They want somebody who has a connection to Jeb Bush. Will you call Satan? And
you know, we're calling everybody accountable that we can. And I think Jeb Bush wants to do the right thing. He's given us a lot of different reasons why he can't. But if this is about politics, I can say one thing. David got into a whole thing about the Republican Party. If this is about politics, it could be the wrong move, because I think... Really and truly.
Could be the wrong move. This is very unpopular, what's happening.
But I think people are weighing out the consequences. Is this going to harm us politically, you know, if we don't do anything? You know, I can tell you the euthanasia movement is a strong movement.
They're a bunch of degenerate, death-loving trash. Dr. Death lost his license for basically necrophilia. And they're a bunch of evil. I mean, you've got that rock band, Hell on Earth, that's going to kill somebody at one of their rock concerts.
Interesting that
well,
they
I'll tell you what, stay there.
Okay, hold on. We got to go to break. Stay there, Jaina. We'll be right back.
Speaking to Jaina Carpenter. And, Jaina, I'd like to get the number off air of the place where you are on the phone across the street from the death mill. So that we can call back in about 30 minutes because Mr. Schindler, the brother, wanted to come back on the show with developments after he had been in there with some of the religious sacraments of the Catholic Church for
right.
Terry. Before we let you guys go, but first get that phone number, I would like to be able to put you guys on hold and get that phone number. But you wanted to comment about down there in Florida, they've got this group called Hell on Earth. It's going to have somebody commit suicide on stage. And all the death groups just think this is wonderful. This is very mainstream and good. I mean, these people love death. You wanted to comment on that.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's kind of ironic. I guess the woman that had killed her children out there, I think it was in Texas, I don't remember where exactly, isn't she trying to starve herself to death now that she figured out what she has done? And it's so ironic. They won't let her starve herself to death.
Well, they do that just to make it look like they care. It's this whole schizophrenic mindset.
Well, it's this schizophrenic society we're getting into here, isn't it?
Well, it is.
I want to mention, too, there is going to be a big rally at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., of the disability groups. And they're asking that we announce it on this radio program. It's for tomorrow. I'm not sure of the exact time. I think she said 1 p.m. And it will be on Terry's website and also on the website for Not Dead Yet.
All right. Well, we'll continue to cover this, and let us put you on hold, Ms. Carpenter, and get that information so we can call you.
Tony wants to say thanks from the family and has a request.
Yes, sir. I just want to say on behalf of the Singer family, thank you very much. We want your prayers. All the mothers and fathers out there, you know, just imagine if this was your child. It'd be anybody's child.
Okay. Well, absolutely. And when we let you go, we're going to give some phone numbers out to Jeb Bush and other folks, and I've done that throughout the week on my broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
You bet. Stephanie, please put them on hold and get that particular line, that phone number, so we can call back and get Terry's brother on later. And I want to shift into a bunch of other vital news on the dollar, on the police state, on the draft, on the smallpox inoculations, on all of it. And John's got a big stack of news, and we'll let the folks get involved on air and comment about this. But before we end this hour, we want to give out the phone numbers to that Bohemian Grove Satanist, Jeb Bush. Call him, tell him we know you're a Satanist, we know you're a Nazi, and everybody knows what you are, not standing up for this woman. You're aiding and abetting murder. So go ahead and give the governor a call.
Yeah, if you want to go up to the website, ladies and gentlemen, terriesfight.org, and it's spelled T-E-R-R-I-S, no apostrophe, just terriesfight.org. You can find the section on there, how you can help. Click it, and it's on the left side of the webpage. Here is, if you don't have a computer, write this number down. Call the governor's office. Here's the number to Jeb Bush's office, 850-488-7146. And the state attorney, Bernie McCabe in Clearwater, 727-464-6221, and also the attorney general in Tallahassee, that's Charlie Crist, 850-414-3990. And again, that website is www.terriesfight.org.
And what's the number again for the Mafia Don Bush?
That number again for, I like the way you put that, for Governor Bush, his office number is 850-488-7146.
I wonder if he give all his criminal children pardons. This woman's done nothing wrong, and they're murdering her in a fashion that you can't execute a piece of filth. I mean, you can't do this to some child murderer or somebody, but you can do this to some poor woman. This can happen to every one of you, and they're setting the precedent. Second hour, same frequency on the Global Shortwave. Your AM-FM station hopefully carries the second and third hour. And the internet at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, AaronAir.us, or GCNLive.com. Bunch of news. Your calls at 800-259-9231. It's all coming up with John Stattmiller and Alejandro Jones. We'll be right back with the second hour of the three-hour installment of Real Talk Radio. It's hard to find.